I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The West Virginia DNR is engaged in a delicate balancing act when it comes to management of the state's deer herd. And at times, criticisms are easy to make, but harder to justify. I'll explain more about that in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
The DNR has a charge of protecting the state's natural resources, a big part of which is white-tailed deer. Now, the agency has a carefully crafted and constantly adjusted deer management plan aimed at keeping the optimum number of deer in an area where the habitat can sustain the number. Unfortunately, there are many factors that impact that plan, most of which are completely out of anyone's control, and conflicts arise. Most recently, a legislative audit criticized the agency's plan for not doing enough to lower deer numbers. DNR Director Frank Jezero says to make a blanket statement that there are just too many deer is inaccurate.
When they talk about too many deer, you know, let me say that, first of all, too many deer are not a hunter's problem. The hunters are out there, they're hunting, they're killing all the deer they're legally allowed to kill. Actually, they don't kill as many as they're legally allowed to kill. The other side of it is, let me say now so that the public will understand, there aren't too many deer where the public is allowed to hunt. Now, there are a lot of places where there are too many deer that are not open to public hunting.
Contrast the audit's conclusions with the numbers from the 2010 deer seasons, reflecting an enormously lower than average number of deer in the harvest. Jezero says the data used to base the audit's conclusions left out the key fact of last winter.
There's a reason for that. This audit was basically based on statistics and numbers gathered from 2008-2009. Well, if they look at the statistics after 2010 and take into consideration the winter kill, the loss, the number of deer we had, I can assure you that there probably won't have been the number of car and deer collisions in 2010 as there were in 2009.
West Virginia is a rural state. Highways have been built through natural and long-standing deer habitat, and the deer have learned to adapt. When that happens, deer-car collisions are inevitable. But Jezero, who was an insurance adjuster before his days at DNR, says the insurance claims are not the driving force for reducing deer.
In 35 years, like a lot of corporate America, I attended more meetings than any human being should ever have to attend. And not one meeting did anybody ever say from State Farm Insurance, "We hope they kill more deer."
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.